Hey, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to episode 8 of the Courtship Code, brought to you by Black Muslim Single Society and hosted by me, Zara J, where we talk about all things pertaining to courtship and single life from the Muslim perspective. I am so glad to finally be able to jump back in with you guys. Had to take a break for the last 2 weeks to kind of get some other things on track, but we're back to normal, back to focus, and back to giving you guys the goods. So make sure that if you are listening on either the Anchor app, that you hit that favorite button so that you get notifications, updates. If you're checking us out on YouTube, don't forget to share, like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you are just listening online, we appreciate you. Make sure that you go to blackmuslimsinglesociety.com to follow us and subscribe to our website, so you're on the mailing list and you can also get updates for the newest episodes. You don't want to miss this free information, free content, good content to help keep you guys motivated, informed, help you become a better version of you during your courtships and your single life so that you can go ahead and get the marriage that you desire and deserve. So this week we're going to be talking about how to create win-win situations and the importance of win-win situations. So we're going to break down 5 things that you can do when you are sitting at that negotiating table, I guess you could say, when you're getting to know a man or a woman and you guys are feeling each other, you're liking each other. But if you're finding yourself often having clashes when it's time to actually move things forward, or you're finding yourself having a hard time being able to get a desirable situation that makes both parties happy, and you end up either walking away from it or moving forward with situations that you're not quite pleased with, we're going to give you 5 tips on how to create win-win situations so that you are a better negotiator for your courtship, for your marriages. And this is ultimately just a great skill to use for any type of relationship, whether it's professional, it could be a family relationship or a romantic relationship. These are great tools to use and to have in your toolbox. So listen in and we're going to jump right in. All right, so why is it important to learn how to create win-win situations? You know, when you're feeling somebody and you're liking them and it seems like things are going really well between two people, a lot of times you're hit at an immediate bump, and this is where conflict comes in, because it comes time to talk about the real stuff, right? You need to talk about family life. You need to talk about bills. You need to talk about finances. You need to talk about career goals, you know, religion, whatever it is. And everyone is coming into a courtship or into a relationship with an idea of their ideal situation. Now, it's not necessarily that you can't have your ideal situation. I actually think that both parties can have their ideal situation, but it's going to require negotiating and it's going to require creating win-win situations. Now, creating a win-win situation isn't to be confused with compromise, and I am going to touch on that on step 5, because you actually don't want to compromise. But it's going to be important to create solutions, right? Everybody's winning. Everyone feels good about what they're getting. And that is the ultimate goal, because if two parties are going to be coming together, they don't want to lose their individuality. They don't want to feel as though they are giving up on their dreams or their goals. They want to feel like they're actually gaining, right? So the first thing that you need to understand how to create a win-win situation is to stop wanting to win. Stop wanting to win. Stop being worried about getting more out of the situation than the other person. A lot of times this is a defense mechanism. It's a way to protect yourself and to guard yourself. So it's like, you know, I'm going to look out for me. I'm going to make sure I have every single thing that I want. And I don't care, you know, if they don't get their needs met. I need to get my needs fulfilled because I don't know if I can trust this person. I don't know how long this is going to last. So you're solely focused on winning. And that's the one way that you're going to hurt yourself and you're going to sabotage. And this is actually one of the things that ends a lot of courtships and ends a lot of really serious talks with people who might actually really like each other and want to move forward with marriage. But when it comes to sitting down at the negotiating table, and it comes to trying to plan out the future, you see a nastiness in the other person. You see a selfishness in the other person, and you see that they're only focused on what they're going to be able to get out of the situation. So the first thing is stop wanting to win, right? You have to stop wanting to win and start thinking about how both parties can win in the situation, and both parties are getting what they want. The second thing is to listen and understand the reason why. When your partner or the person that you're considering in courtship or marriage, when they are saying that they require something, right, or something that they desire, something that they need, it's important that you actually pull back the layers to understand why that is important to them. Seek to understand and then to be understood. If you seek to understand them first, you might find out that there's a deeper rooted reason for why something is of value to them or why something is important to them. And then that way you won't feel like it's not needed, it's unnecessary, it's something that you're not willing to give because you're only looking at it on a very surface level. And a lot of times when we have different desires, dreams, goals, and needs in a relationship, it goes a lot deeper than just the surface level of what someone else may see. It may go back to our childhood. It might go back to our family life or something else that has gone on with us that we really feel as though this is something that's of value and important. So you need to seek understanding from that person and to really hone in on the reason why that is something that they need. This is something that they want, so that you have a better understanding of their thought process and who this person is that you're dealing with. So number one is to stop wanting to win. Number two is to listen to understand and get to know that reason why. The third thing, or the third way to create a win-win situation and to become better at negotiating with the loved ones in your life, is to acknowledge their needs, right? Once you understand the reason why, now you need to actually acknowledge that need, acknowledge and validate that need, right? If this person says, for example, that they really need someone who's going to be a good communicator, they really need someone who's going to make sure that no matter what, that they don't, let's say, curse at them, right? Cursing is off limits for them. It makes them feel anxious. It makes them really nervous, right? It's something that they absolutely cannot handle in a relationship. And maybe you've crossed that line in some conflict during a courtship. Maybe for you, it's not a big deal because you don't curse from a place that you feel is malicious. Maybe you grew up in a household where that was normal. Maybe that's just how you talk to everyone and you don't see a big deal. And you're not offended when people talk to you that way. But for this person, it's something really traumatic. It's something very offensive and hurtful, right? And then you need to dig in the reason why. The reason why is because maybe they used to watch their father get cussed out by their mother all the time, and they were super, you know, crushed by that, and they used to, you know, feel trauma from that and clam up as a child seeing that, whatever the reason, right? So now you understand. So now you need to actually acknowledge and validate that need. If you care about this person, your goal isn't to gain from them or to take from them, but you are looking to also give to them as they should be looking to give to you. So acknowledging that need, validating that need, and making sure that they feel safe, that they feel secure, and that they understand that you understand that need, you know, it's going to add a level of security and it's going to make it a lot easier to move forward and to, again, create win-win situations and solutions because you're actually acknowledging what they need in their life. So that first thing, again, stop wanting to get more from them and wanting to win out the situation. Listen to understand their reason why. You know, this could be something financially as well, right? Maybe they really have a need for, you know, you to carry 80% of the finances. Why is that important to them? Dig deeper. Find out the real reason why and validate it. You don't make it seem like their reasoning isn't good enough or their reason isn't sufficient, because it's about how they feel. Like, you have to connect with that thought and that emotion that they have surrounding that idea, right? You need to connect with that. You need to understand their thought process around it, and you need to understand their emotions that are backing it. And once you have that thorough understanding of that, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to understand their perspective. You want to make sure that you're getting the perspective of someone else, and that you're fully trying to empathize and put yourself in their shoes in order to be able to connect with them on a deeper level and relate to them. So that fourth thing is to not take their needs personal. You can't take their needs personal. So always remembering that a lot of times people's choices, people's goals, people's desires, it has nothing to do with you. They felt that way long before you, and they're going to feel that way after you. It doesn't matter if you rotate out and rotate someone else in the picture. That need that they have, that's backed by a reason and a why, that deeper rooted desire that they have, it has nothing to do with you. It's always about them. It's always about them. So you can't take someone else's needs personal. All you can do is try your best to see if you can acknowledge that need and create that goal and create that win with that need, because you're going to have needs as well, and you're going to want them to acknowledge and validate yours as well. Now, if you have a stingy partner that's just not trying to meet you halfway, they're not trying to help you win and you help them win, right? Then you're just going to run into constant conflict. It's going to be a problem because you're going to feel like you're giving more than you're receiving. But you have to acknowledge, like, if this person is also willing to compromise, if this person is also working to make sure that your needs are met, that you're validated, and that you're feeling good, you have to be able to do that. But you just can't take whatever is going on within them personal. Everyone is battling with their own stuff. Everyone has their own goals, their own desires, and it really is not about you. So pull back your ego, draw it back some, and just remember that, you know, that choice, whatever it is really not about you. It's all about them. And then this fifth thing, when it comes to how to create a win-win situation, is going to be, this is going to surprise you a little bit, but the fifth thing is to not compromise. Now, why would I say not to compromise? Like, of course, if this is, you're negotiating, then it should be about compromise. You don't want to compromise, because when a person feels like they're compromising themselves or they're compromising something, they feel like they're losing something. They feel like they're giving something up. Whenever people talk about compromising, they're always talking about giving something up, right? But when you give something up, you feel like you're missing something. You feel like you have been given a disservice, right? You feel as though the world is not tipping in your favor when you're compromising. So the goal isn't to compromise. You don't want to compromise. You want to be with someone that's willing to step up and meet that need, and you're willing to step up and meet that need as well. Because if both parties are constantly stepping up, that's growth, right? That's a challenge. That's growth. And that's actually pushing yourself to be a better version of yourself in the relationship. You're not really going to be the best version of yourself if you're always giving something up, right? If you're always losing, because you're always going to feel like you're at a deficit. But if you feel like you are winning and you're stepping up to the challenge of meeting this person's needs and they're stepping up to the challenge of meeting your needs, now you got a win-win situation. So let me just recap those for you one more time. So, as I said, number one, stop wanting to win, right? Stop wanting to win and being focused on getting more out of the person than what you're giving. Number two, listen to understand and seek the reason why. Number three, acknowledge their needs. Acknowledge and validate their needs. Number four, don't take their needs personal. It's not about you, boo. Don't take it personal. Like Monica say, don't take it personal. Okay. And then number five is don't compromise, right? The goal isn't to compromise, but the goal is to add to that cup. You want to pour into that cup, not take away from it. So that's it for episode 8. I know it was a really short episode, really quick. We usually vibe out for about 30 minutes, but I just wanted to jump on here with you today because we have a few more podcasts that we're going to be kicking out to you, information on some other topics, and I know that you'll absolutely want to check those out as well. So make sure that you are listening to this, sharing it with your friends and family who could benefit. We also have the Houston event coming up December 15th in Houston, Texas at the Time to Be Grateful Conference. That's going to be a great event, inshallah. So make sure that you guys checking that out. If you aren't already listed, have your profile listed in our network database, you go to blackmuslimsinglesociety.com to check that out. Put your profile in the system, or you can sign up for premium matchmaking. We're always looking for matches, always looking for men and women who are seeking marriage, and we want to work with you. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Hope that your week starts off right, and we'll catch up with you very soon. Assalamu alaikum. Have a wonderful day.